Seekers, are you ready to go on an adventure? Alf.
Yeah.
Gamma.
Yeah.
Betty.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's go!
Let's ride a rocket through the galaxy. Or travel back and forth through time. Down underwater, or deep into the jungle. We just don't know what we might find. We're on a winning streak, cause we're seekers, three are speakers, like never before.
Time to explore.
So open your door, count to four, let out a roar like a dinosaur.
With giant claws.
Here we go.
Oh, phew. What a busy early morning working on the farm. We've done so much, and the sun has only just risen.
I bundled up great big piles of hay.
Bless you. And I fed all of the animals in the petting area with the hay.
Bless you.
And now it's time to feed us. It's breakfast time, my favourite time of the day, alongside lunchtime, dinner time, snack time, afternoon treat time, brunch time, finding M&Ms at the bottom of my bag time.
What are you going to make for breakfast today, Alf?
Oh, well, that all depends on the ingredients we have. To the cupboard!
Hello, computer. What ingredients are there in the kitchen cupboard?
Milk, eggs, banana, chocolate spread, cereal, bread.
Whoa, what a delicious collection. Let me just whip something up. Ha! I think this is my greatest meal yet. Computer, what should we call it?
Chocolate corn baby chicken divine soup.
Of course, my soon-to-be world-famous chocolate coin baby chicken divine soup.
It's delicious. It tastes like rainbows.
Oh, glad you like it.
That does sound very yummy, but I'm only eating spinach at the moment.
Just spinach? Why?
I read in a book that spinach is extremely healthy for you. So I thought if I only eat spinach, then I'll become extremely healthy.
Spinach is an amazing superfood, but I'm not sure about a spinach-only diet.
And what about all the other amazing food you could be having for brekkie?
Don't worry about me, Alf and Betty. I'm happy with my bowl of spinach.
Okay.
Delicious.
Whoa! Whoa! Piggy!
Catch that pig! Whoa! Almost got it! No!
Oh, I'm sticking my ankles!
Got it!
Alf, Betty, Gamma, Seekers, thank you for catching that pig. Sorry, that is rude of me. Computer, what's the pig's name?
Tiger.
Thank you for catching Tiger.
No problem, Doctor. Just another day on the farm.
Every morning, Tiger escapes from the petting area. I have no idea how she manages it. But she doesn't usually run up into the kitchen. Oh, you've made chocolate coin baby chicken divine soup. That's Tiger's favourite dish. She must have followed her nose.
Ah, a pig after my own heart.
Actually, now that I am here, I do have a favour to ask you.
Go ahead, Doctor.
As you know, I have just finished making my ideal growing environment creator.
Oh, I love a name which does what it says on the tin.
Which means on this farm, you can plant any fruit or vegetable from around the world and it will grow perfectly.
Incredible.
Plus, all the food we grow here will be used to feed the local community.
Oh, hello, my new name is The Local Community.
Don't worry, Alf. There'll be plenty to feed you and everyone else.
I think you might be underestimating my eating abilities.
The problem is, I need some extra hands to help me plant and grow the produce. It's too much for me to do alone.
Oh, we'll help you, Doctor.
I was hoping you might say that. I have prepared 3 plots of land for you, 1 hectare each, to grow whatever you want. Just head out onto the farm when you're ready. Now, come on, Tiger. Good luck, Seekers.
I like that pig.
You heard Doctor. Let's get ready to plant some fruit and vegetables.
Computer, what clothes should we wear for this mucky work on the farm?
Gloves, welly boots, long trousers and a long jacket so you can keep yourself warm.
Oh, great ideas. Let's get those on.
And computer, what equipment should we use to plant the fruit and vegetables?
A shovel, hands, seeds.
Luckily, I have a couple of hands right here. Let's grab shovels and seeds.
Perfect. Now we're suited and booted.
And shoveled and seeded.
Let's head out to the farm.
Wow, look at these long stretches of soil.
Perfect for our seeds. Ooh, first things first, let's mix in the compost left over from our food waste.
Betty, what exactly is compost?
Compost is what you get when organic matter, like food waste, decomposes or breaks down. And it has lots of nutrients in it, which are good for the soil.
Nice. I can mix in my leftover spinach mulch.
And voila, it's ready. Doctor said we could grow whatever fruit or vegetable we want from anywhere around the world. So, computer, what should I grow?
Mangoes, banana, sunflowers, dragon fruit, and peas.
Oh, my mouth is already watering. A good thing we have Doctor's ideal growing environment creator, because mangoes and dragon fruit usually grow in tropical regions, which are very different from the UK.
And computer, what should I grow?
Mushrooms, strawberries, raspberries and oranges.
Delish!
Gammo, aren't you going to ask the computer what to grow?
No. I already know what I'm going to plant.
What?
Spinach, of course.
Only spinach?
Yep. That will keep everyone super healthy.
So you're going to plant spinach seeds on a bed of spinach compost?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever floats your boat.
Let's plant these seeds.
Then we always put water on it so it can grow in the soil.
Good idea, computer. Let's water the seeds too.
Oh, I can't believe all those fruits and vegetables are going to grow from something so tiny.
Nature is amazing.
In the middle of the palm of my hand, there lies a little seed.
Tiny and round, it's shiny and brown, it's the only thing we need.
Dig a hole in the ground, put the seed in, and a trowel of soil to fill it in. Every now and then we ought to add a little bit of water and let nature do its thing.
From the top come fresh green shoots, from the bottom branching roots. So put on your welly boots, it's time to harvest. Growing vegetables and fruits for our salads and our soups. So put on your welly boots, it's time to harvest.
And we've waited many months, so many moons have been and gone. And the crops we've planted are now fully grown.
A pumpkin,
a cucumber,
a strawberry,
and spinach,
that all contain new seeds of their very own,
which we can also plant.
Dig a hole in the ground, put the seed in, and a trowel of soil to fill it in. Every now and then we ought to add a little bit of water and let nature do its thing.
From the top come fresh green shoots, from the bottom branching roots. So put on your welly boots, it's time to harvest. Growing vegetables and fruits for our salads and our soups. So put on your welly boots, it's time to harvest.
Whoa!
Wow!
Wow, look at all those delicious looking fruit and vegetables. My plot is bursting at the seams with peas and mangoes. And look, a dragon fruit.
And mine is full of delicious fruit and mushrooms. I can't wait to harvest it all to feed people.
No!
Gammo, are you okay?
Look, look at all my spinach.
Oh, no. Oh, it's all wilted and covered in big white spots.
It looks like it might have a disease.
What a waste! No one will be able to eat this!
Oh, I'm sorry, Gammo.
Was that your stomach, Gammo?
Yeah, I've been feeling a bit ill. I keep getting stomach aches, and I'm feeling really tired.
Well, you don't sound very well at all.
Excuse me!
Huh? What was that?
Down here!
Hello?
Oh, it's an earthworm. It's so slimy and squirmy. Oh, shoo. Get away from our crops. Shoo.
Alf! Alf, earthworms are amazing. Computer, what do you know about earthworms?
They are slimy and they are pink and they look like noodles. Worms are wiggly and sometimes I think they sing, I'm a wiggly worm, I'm a wiggly worm.
Hmm, that is quite a catchy tune and I do like noodles. Maybe we should talk to them.
Computer, what is the earthworm's name?
Dr. Zach Jokamuka.
Yes, that's right. I am a doctor.
Oh, Dr. Zach Jokamuka is so small, we can't hear them properly. Computer, what can we do to help us hear them?
You can put a trumpet next to it and then you can hear it very loud.
Of course, the trumpet method. Let's pop that right beside it.
Can you hear me?
Yes! Whoa!
Yes! Loud and clear!
Finally!
Oh, hello, little Dr. Zach Jokamuka.
Little? I'll have you know I am a perfectly sized specimen, 7 centimetres.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you just look little to us.
Typical humans, always putting yourself at the centre of things. Did you know that I have 5 hearts?
Cool.
That I have no arms, legs, lungs, nose or eyes.
Whoa!
And that I am a hermaphrodite, which means I have both male and female reproductive organs.
Fascinating.
In short, I am a wonder. So much so that the esteemed natural scientist Charles Darwin wrote a whole book about my kind.
Oh, I had no idea earthworms were so important.
No, you just think we're slimy and yucky.
Oh, sorry about that.
We are nature's farmers, the engineers of the underworld. We do so much for soil.
Like what?
Thing number one. We make tiny tunnels in the soil that help air and water get to the roots of plants.
Ooh.
Thing number two, we eat old leaves and turn them into delicious food for growing plants.
Ew.
Thing number three, we mix up the soil, bringing the good stuff up to the surface.
Ah.
The list continues.
So, you're an important reason why mine and Alf's fruit and vegetables grew so well.
Bingo! You've got it, but now you've ruined everything.
What have we done?
You need me, but the thing you don't seem to understand is that I also need you.
You do?
This patch of soil is so unhealthy because it has only been growing one vegetable for so long.
Oh, that's called a monoculture.
Oh no, I had no idea a monoculture would mean the soil would get unhealthy.
All that spinach you have planted is after the exact same nutrients and it sucks the soil dry. Plus, only planting one thing really increases the chances of disease spreading.
Maybe that's why you've been feeling unwell too, Gammo. You've only been eating one thing. Humans and soil need a variety of things to feed them in order to stay healthy.
Oh, I think you're right, Betty. I feel terrible. I didn't mean to ruin the soil.
Oh, Gammo, you didn't know. The important thing is the action we take now.
You're right. Dr. Zach Jokamuka, we're going to fix this.
That's the spirit.
Computer, what can we do to make the soil healthy again?
Some drinks or food, then maybe it could have more energy.
Brilliant idea. Let's give the soil drink and food so that it gets more energy and becomes healthy again.
The kinds of food and drink the soil needs is lots of nutrients, like nitrogen, potassium, calcium, and magnesium.
Oh, great. Let's sprinkle those all throughout the soil now.
The soil is covered in nutrients now.
Whoopee! With this kind of treatment, the soil will be back to full health in no time.
I'm so glad it wasn't too late to fix it.
Keep looking after the soil and us worms will be very happy.
Oh, we'll make sure that we do. We'll rotate the crops so we're not always planting the same things in the same patch.
Oh, and have years where we don't plant anything at all to make sure that the soil regains all its nutrients naturally.
That's the kind of forward thinking we need. Now, I've got some burrowing to do. Goodbye, seekers.
Bye,
goodbye,
Dr.
Zakajoka. Really good to meet you. Bye.
I'm a wiggly worm. I'm a wiggly worm. I'm a wiggly worm.
And Gamma, will you let me cook your meals from now on with lots of different types of ingredients?
I would love that, Alf.
Oh. It's Tiger the Pig.
Whoa, Tiger.
Tiger.
And Doctor!
I think it's time to finally admit it, Tiger. The petting area is clearly not for you. You are free to roam around the farm exactly as you please. Oh, hello, seekers. How have you been getting on?
We've got plots full to the brim with delicious fruit and vegetables.
Yes, mangoes, dragon fruit, peas, mushrooms, raspberries and more.
Wonderful work, everybody. What a fantastic variety of food.
Oh, we learned a lot about variety from an average-sized earthworm.
A very wise earthworm, by the sounds of it. All this produce will feed people who live near the farm, so it doesn't need to travel long distances, which means it's better for our planet.
That sounds like a win to me.
All that's left to do now is to pick it.
It's harvest time!
Woo! Let's get it!
Yeah! Yeah!
Oh,
thanks for joining us at The Farm. This audio adventure was brought to you by the Wardrobe Ensemble with support from Arts Council England.
This episode was co-created with Our Computer, the Year 1 and 2 children from...
And thanks to our brilliant earthworm...
Clark Joseph Edwards.
And if you enjoyed the adventure, please follow, rate and review us on your chosen podcast platform and consider supporting us by joining our Seekers fan club on Patreon. For more information and fun activities, check out our website, theseekers.co.uk. And if you have any ideas for future episodes or would like to be the voice of the computer, you can send us a message on our website or email us at hello@theseekers.co.uk. We'd love to hear from you.
Take care of yourselves, stay curious, and see you next time at
The Farm!
Bye! Bye.